Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we are coming at you with my pick. And I chose Three Ninjas from 1992.
Yes, you did.
It's 3 years old when this movie came out.
Yeah.
Probably started watching it when I was like maybe five, six.
Yeah. I didn't realize how old it was. I thought it was
Mid-90s.
like late 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all four of the movies, I think, were finished by 97, I think.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
97 was the last one with Hulk Hogan. But
Yep.
anyways, before we hop into this, we'll kick off our box office and news and a booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking my Broadhead Brewery Peach Mango Kolsch. Kolsch? Kolsch.
Yeah. Have you
Kolsch.
had that one? You had that last.
Yeah, I didn't have it last time, but this is the one that I was like, smells nasty and is
Oh, that's
kind of great.
right. Yeah.
I don't know,
So you're.
it's kind of grown on me a little bit. Like, it's definitely not my favorite. I definitely wouldn't get it again, but
Yeah.
yeah.
It's easier to swallow down now.
Yeah, exactly. What about you?
I'm still working on that six pack from the Kempville Brewing Company. So tonight I'm drinking their Trailbreaker Pale Ale.
Nice.
All that I have left is an IPA and a stout.
Yeah,
I
save the
chose
best for
the
last.
I chose the least intrusive for tonight.
Fair enough.
All right. So your last four watched.
Couple things. Watch Dinosaur, kind of threw that on randomly with Theo and Bettina. We're
Yeah.
just hanging out in the basement. Not that great, to be
No.
honest. Definitely doesn't hold up. I mean, I could see in like 2000, probably looked amazing, but yeah. Then watched Anaconda from last year. At first, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I don't know, it's not great, but just having Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Steve Zahn together, I
Yeah.
mean, can't go wrong with that. And I did laugh quite a few times. I liked the jokes. It kind of made like the one about they're in the river. Well, you've seen the movie, so it's not a I guess a spoiler for people who haven't seen it. But they're in the river and they're filming an Anaconda remake, and then this big boat goes by, and like, what are you doing? Filming an Anaconda remake, and then like the girl makes a joke about Sony touching everything or something like that, and I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Watched Marshmallow. Was on my watch list. I didn't like it as much as you did. I saw your rating on it.
Remember what I gave it.
I gave it like a 3.5, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it, honestly. I don't know. I like it's a different direction than, camp counselor slashers, but I
Yeah.
don't know, I just didn't really get it.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Finding Dory just knocking off my watch list. So
Nice.
that's pretty much it. Been playing in tons of the Crimson Desert, so that kind of took over my life, and then had inventory this week, so was busy with that a couple nights. So
Yeah.
what about you?
Very nice. I watched Begonia again. Technically, because I had
Nice.
like 20 minutes left whenever my fucking rental ran out, and now that it's on
Oh yeah.
Prime,
Yeah.
just rewatched it. Man, it's a fucking wild ass movie. Then I watched From Beyond just because it came on after Begonia and it was leaving Prime in like 2 days or something like that. I was like, I've
Okay.
never seen this before. People talk about it. I was like, I'm just
Yeah.
gonna fucking let it run. And
Yeah.
it's a good body horror. It
There was a
was
couple
good.
people on the Discord that watched this. So I was like, Did this come out or like what? Like,
That's from 86.
don't know. I just thought it was random. There's like three people that watched it like within a few days on Discord. I was like, okay.
And then yesterday was first day of the month, so we're a little slower at work, and I was just browsing through YouTube and shit and found this short film. It kind of popped up on my homepage. It was 7 minutes long, so I threw it on. And yeah, it was really good. It's called Portrait of God. Came out in 2022. But yeah, 7 minutes long. If you're bored and want to kill a few minutes, check it out.
Yeah, nice.
And like you, I also watched the Anaconda remake, sequel, meta film, whatever you want to
Yeah.
call it. I had a good time with it too. Like you said, like Paul Rudd, Jack Black, Steve Zahn, they're comedy veterans, and you can really tell, like, just the way that they play off of each other, and it was really cool. And then that cameo at the end was awesome too.
Yeah.
But yeah, also been playing Crimson Desert, not as much as you. I'm hoping it's gonna be a busy weekend because it's Easter, but
Yeah, same with me. I won't be able to play all weekend. I'll be down in your area.
yeah. But I'm hoping I can get a good chunk of it played this weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Do you have Monday off?
No, only Friday. Well, tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. Bettina has Monday off.
Lucky.
I
She
know.
gets both days.
Yeah.
All right, for the box office, excuse me, in fifth place, we have Durandar, The Revenge.
Nice.
Love it. In fourth, we have Reminders of Him. In third, we have in its opening weekend, They Will Kill You. Sorry, I'm not giving the fucking totals. Durandar got 4.6 million. Reminders of Him got 4.7. They Will Kill You got 4.9. And with a little bit of a jump in second place, we have Hoppers brought in 12.1. And then with a big jump in first place, no surprise to anybody, Project Hail Mary brought in 54 million in its second weekend.
Nice.
Totaled so far 163.8 domestically as of Sunday. Oh, it's even higher now. Speaking of Project
Nice.
Hail Mary, did you watch the Artemis launch?
Dude, I didn't even know what was happening.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like nobody talked about it.
It
Like, I was
wasn't
on
a.
FaceTime with my dad last night and Theo, and they're like, "Did you watch the space launch?" And I was like, "What's space launch?" Like, yeah, they're going to the moon. I was like, what do you mean?
I feel like it's been so not talked about just because of all the shit with Iran and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, seriously, it was like first time they're going, not land on the moon, but they're going to
They're
the
doing a
orbit.
flyby.
And it's like the first time since like the Apollo times, right? So it's like kind of big deal, but no one fucking talked about it.
Yeah, it really got overshadowed. But yeah, we watched it. Obviously, a successful launch, and then tonight
Yeah.
they did something. They're boosting more towards the moon now. So they're saying by Monday they should be passing by it. And
Nice.
then they'll make their trip back around. Yeah, the kids thought it
Hopefully
was pretty cool.
they'll see some aliens maybe.
I'm hoping so. I think they're gonna cut the feeds off on the dark side though.
Yeah.
So we can't see all those government
Yeah.
fucking espionage bullshit on the other side.
Yeah.
Right. What do we have for 4Ks?
Before we move on to 4Ks, what is your guess for Super Mario Galaxy movie
Gonna be a
opening
flop.
weekend?
Big flop.
You think so?
Actually, maybe it won't be a big flop because it's a kids movie, right?
Yeah.
And kids really want to see it. I think we'll see it in first place next week.
You think it'll break 100 million this weekend?
No. It's a bad weekend, given the fact that it's Easter and shit. I don't think it'll
Fair.
break 100.
Fair. Okay. All right.
But we'll see. I could be wrong. My kids have been on my ass all
No
week
doubt.
long. I was just
Yeah.
like, dude, we're not going this weekend. we'll go next weekend. But yeah, they're fucking stoked for it. And like, critically, it's not doing great, but I saw the audience
No.
score on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score is like through the fucking roof. So.
Yeah, like all the reviews and people I've seen that I've seen already, they're like, this is a kid's movie, you
Well, of
know?
course, yeah.
Like, yeah, we watch, you know, Pixar and stuff, but at least those have some sort of adult themes or whatever. But I guess, like, this is, you
Yeah.
know, a straight up kid's movie, which nothing wrong with that, but
No,
I
it's
mean,
geared towards kids. What do you think? Do you think it's going to do well this weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Also, like it opened early too, right? Like it came out on a fucking Wednesday, so I feel like it's kind of,
Oh yeah, fuck, today's Thursday.
yeah. Because it
You're
came out
right.
yesterday.
It did, yeah.
So it's given itself a little bit of a boost. So maybe it will cross 100 then.
Yeah, I wasn't really gonna take into effect. Yeah, damn.
Because technically
Yeah.
it's going to be its opening weekend whenever you look
Yeah.
at the numbers, right?
Yeah, same with Monday too, right? I guess.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because the kids are going to be off on Monday. That's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
4K. We got finally Marty Supreme.
I bought
The
that
girl is
shit.
finally. Did you?
Yeah.
Hell
Bought
yeah, man. Nice.
it on Tuesday.
Sick, man. I wanna watch it so bad. Even though it win a single award at the Oscars.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We got Greenland 2, Migration. Don't know why, no, why is it a sequel? Greenland. We got Groove, Body of Evidence, Married to the Mob, Demon Warp, The
Okay.
Gambler. We got Bacterion, Razorblade Smile, The Return of the Pink Panther, Outbreak.
I almost bought Outbreak too that night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. The Devil's Reign, The Final Program. She Killed in Ecstasy. Vampiros Lesbos.
Okay.
Did not expect that. Salem's Lot. Ray. Sorry. And The Blade on Criterion. Jesus. Ian's definitely picking that one up this
Oh,
week.
for sure,
Yeah.
definitely. Yeah, I know Brady, we have him in a coding course in
Yeah.
Rockville, so I drop him off and then I usually will just go to Starbucks and read for a little bit and then I'll go pick him up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. My wallet was burning a hole in my pocket, so I went to Walmart and I bought Marty Supreme, Dogma,
Oh man, I was
and
so close to buying Dogma when I went to Walmart.
yeah. And Sleepy Hollow was the third one I bought.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but my Walmart, like, I don't go that often, but I went last week, I think, and their movie selection is shit now.
Oh yeah, it's been trash in Brockville for a while now.
They barely even have any 4Ks. They got more fucking DVDs than
I know.
4Ks. It's
It's
like,
wild.
I know I saw Dogma there and I was like, I've never seen it. I kind of want it, but
I can't believe you've never seen it, man.
I know.
It's such a classic.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, or can we
Yeah, good to go.
dive in? All right. Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we were talking about Three Ninjas from 1992. Starting off with the synopsis. Each year, three brothers visit their grandfather for the summer. He is highly skilled in ninjutsu, and for years he has trained the boys in his techniques. That's it, that's all.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie, man. Just yeah.
Pretty much.
They
Yeah.
go to his cottage and get trained.
Yeah.
This is directed by John Turteltaub, who directed The Meg, Last Vegas, National Treasure 1 and 2.
Damn.
Yeah, The Kid, Motherfucking Cool Runnings, and Phenomenon.
I've never heard of this guy before.
No?
No, I mean, those movies are
Yeah.
amazing, obviously, but I've
Yeah.
never heard of this guy.
Yeah, it's not like people talk about his name a lot. ahead.
In the trivia for this, apparently there is a version of it that has no sound effects. And is sometimes released on Hulu, it said. So be interested to see that because, obviously this movie is for kids, but like I feel like it would be more not as cringy and laughable if it didn't have all the sound effects and stuff.
They got little boinks and
Yeah.
yeah. Oh man. So
Hi-ya!
fucking annoying.
Yeah. Anyway.
The cast, we have Victor Wong playing Grandpa. Michael Trainor plays Rocky. Max Elliott Slade plays Colt. And Chad Power plays Tum Tum. So there's four of these movies. Victor Wong is the only actor that's been in all four.
Really?
Colt was the only, like, Max Elliott Slade was the only one that reprised his role in the second one. Rocky and Tum Tum were played by different characters or different actors. And then in the third one, none of them were the same. And then in the fourth one, all of them were the same.
Like from the first movie? Or the same as the third movie?
Same as the first movie.
Oh, so
So
they all
like,
came back for the fourth movie.
was maybe it's the third and fourth that I have mixed up, but yeah, there's one of them where they all come back, like all the same actors, and
Okay.
then I have one honorable mention, Professor Toru Tanaka, who was the big motherfucker in
Oh,
this
yeah.
movie. He played Sub-Zero in The Running Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was in other shit too, but
Makes
most
sense.
notably for this podcast, because we've done The Running Man.
Yeah.
But like, there's no real big name actors in this one. Victor Wong's pretty big, and like
Yeah.
Tanaka was, he's like, where he passed away, he was a
Yeah.
pretty well-known villain. But
Yeah, exactly.
like all the other characters that are in this, nobody's overly famous. Like
Yeah.
the kids have been in nothing pretty much since.
The guy that plays Fester, he was in Meth Gator.
Super cool. Great
Yeah,
movie. Love
yeah.
it. Righteous.
Yeah, I didn't really have anyone either.
All right. Well, let's dive in.
Sorry, just looking at the video. Cool. Yeah. Three Ninjas, 1992. I, like you, I grew up with this movie. I fucking love this movie. I would watch it all the time on repeat. I don't remember two and three at all. I do remember a little bit of the one with Hulk Hogan. But yeah, this movie, like, I only really part I remembered before watching it was like the house with the grandpa. And that's it. Like, I haven't seen this movie probably since I was a kid.
All right. So you didn't remember like the fucking Home Alone type shit in the house and
It
all?
came back to me as I was watching. I was like, oh yeah, like I forgot about the three surf bros. And I was like, that's yeah. So for some reason I thought the kids were a lot older. Like I thought like the Rocky and Emily thing, I thought they were like a bit older, but
Yeah, because I would give Rocky like maybe what? I don't know, 11, 10.
yeah, baby. Yeah.
Colt, like, maybe give him like 12, Colt 10, and then Tum Tum seems like he's like 6.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like 7, 8. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I started watching it with Hunter and Brady,
Yeah.
and they're into it a little bit. So I'm going to revisit it with them at some point, but then like we switched it over to the Artemis
Yeah.
launch. But like Tom Tom is Hunter to a fucking T, man. Like even some of his
Yeah.
mannerisms and shit, I was like, this is fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Like he's even missing his front tooth like Hunter is. I was like,
Yeah.
this is wild.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I don't know how this movie would hold up for me. 'Cause it's been so long since I've seen it and watched it as a kid and so anyway. So the three brothers are at Grandpa's cabin, Mori Tanaka. and we get this kind of montage of him waking them up, doing some training. He's like, they're sleeping. He has this little grass thing. He's like waking them up, and Tum Tum loves his candy and has candy everywhere, jelly beans. And Colt is kind of like
He's
the
like the
tough guy.
Raphael.
Yeah, exactly. And then Rocky is like the cool, like powerful, I guess, kind of older brother who doesn't like to fight, whereas Colt loves to fight and just getting right into it. So, but he's like training them. They're doing all these, workouts and training with ninja stars and nunchucks and going hard. And then they get their iconic masks, and he gives them their names. Rocky is has a green mask. He gives Colt a name, who was, I guess, was supposed to be named Pony originally, but
Oh,
they
really?
changed it. Colt is blue, and then Tum Tum is
A yellow orange kind of.
yellow because he likes to eat. So yeah, Rocky's name is actually Samuel, Colt is Jeffrey, and then Tum Tum is Michael. And you find out that their dad has a dangerous job. He's an FBI agent, and we kind of see him trying to capture this bad guy named Snyder, and has a ninja army for some reason. Don't know why. You find out that Maury used to work with Snyder and helped kind of train Snyder, and now Snyder is like a wanted criminal by the FBI. And he married Mori Tanaka's daughter. Yeah, these FBI agents fucking suck, man. Like,
They're awful.
there's like two of them that have him captured, then he just gets away like so easily. If we get to the so he Snyder ends up getting away, and then he's talking to a guy named Mr. Brown, and he's like, oh, it's what's the dad's name? Sam is married to Mori Tanaka's daughter, so he's like, oh, well, I'm gonna go get Mori and make him train my guys and train me. And then also kind of get Sam off my back. So they go there, and he brings all his ninja friends, and we get the first fight scene with Grandpa. Sends the kids in. What are your thoughts of this kind of first little montage fight scene?
It's just like it's so fun and like it's goofy, and you need to remember that this was a movie for kids
Oh yeah.
because it's just so over the top with like the silliness and whatnot. But I mean, I think the kids knock it out of the park. I think they do a great job.
They do, yeah.
I feel like they just had a great time filming all these fight scenes. And like you can
Yeah.
tell, like obviously there's a lot of stunts and stuff that they have doubles for, but then there's some where you can see that it's actually the kids doing the shit. And like they're holding their own, like they're doing a good job. But I mean,
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a silly, goofy kung fu kind of kids movie. So
Yeah.
this first fight, like they're just doing stuff that kids would do, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a kid's movie, and like, I caught myself a few times, like, they're punching guys, and it's like, okay, that would not
No.
it's like
Like you're also fighting trained adult ninjas, so
with fucking katanas, and it's like, okay.
it's so not believable, but it's, I
Yeah.
don't know, it's just fun to watch.
Exactly, yeah. I do like you see it more in the last fight with Grandpa, but they don't shy away from like not even trying to hide the fact that there's a body double for Grandpa
Oh, yeah,
in
no.
some of the scenes. I was laughing, especially the last fight. Oh my God.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
he's fucking, he's old, man. And like,
Yeah.
sure, maybe Victor Wong is actually trained, but like, he's probably fucking 65 in this movie.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Like he's old as shit.
Exactly. Yeah, and then after they leave, Snyder's explaining, why he wants him. He wants to train his men, then also get Sam off his back. And the kids have no idea, who this guy is. They think that Grandpa's friends with him, stuff like that. We get back to their house. They're back at their parents' house after summer, and we meet Emily. And Rocky has a kind of weird crush. They have a kind of a thing together. And I love, like, when she comes up and Tum Tum's like in the car, just like smiling and like laughing at, like, see how his reaction's gonna be. And so funny. Snyder asks Mr. Brown to hold the kids as ransom. So he's telling Mr. Brown to go get the kids. And then Mr. Brown's like this, like, clumsy, like, nerdy guy. I don't even know what his job is or why he's with Snyder.
He's Snyder's assistant.
Okay, right. And then Schne Brown is like, well, I'm gonna get my buddies to get them. They're like friends and they're these criminals. And these guys like bumped my score up by like 2 points.
They're
Like,
so funny.
I fucking love these guys. They're so good. The guy Fester, like, he's an actual actor, but the other two guys, I think, are just like, from what I read, they're like just cameramen or camera operators or something like that. Like, not actual actors, but I thought these three guys like played the characters so well, were so into it, were so believable, and just so fucking funny. Like, oh man.
Just your stereotypical like metalhead surf bros.
Yeah, California. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Fester, Marcus, and Hammer. Yeah. And yeah, I forgot about them, but like their lines and like just their dialogue was so funny. Yeah, in their room, their bedroom, which is a sick fucking room, by the
Oh
way,
man, I was so jealous of that room whenever I was a kid.
even
I was like, this is so fucking
whenever
cool.
the surfers go in, they're like, oh, this is a sick room, man.
Like they had a fucking light above their door that would tell them when their mom was coming.
Yeah,
Just
exactly.
awesome.
Yeah. And so they have like bunk beds, and then like Rocky's bed is like beside the window and has this like can with a string on it with like the exact same like microphone holders that we have, but he can talk to Emily next door, and it's like, I don't think that works like
No,
that.
it doesn't.
But anyway, yeah, so they're riding their bikes to school the next day, and get the whole Rocky loves Emily. So they ride their bikes to school, and they go through like this like little shortcut, and the surfers are chasing after them, and they're like driving down the street, like looking at the kids like on their bikes going over jumps. They're like, "Oh, sick, man!"
Yeah, these kids are
And
cool.
yeah, and then just smash into the back of the cop car, and then the cop gets out with his donut, and then I think like the kids drive by, and Rocky is like laughs at him, and later Fester's like, "Hey, shut up, man!" And the cop looks up, and he's like, "Oh no, talk to the man." Just like their accents, and like, oh man,
Good.
yeah, I would watch this movie again just for them, honestly.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. We need a spin-off.
yeah, exactly. And of course, the kids run into some bullies, end up stealing their bike, and I love that, like, the two like main bullies, like this big kid and then like a tall ginger kid, are like laugh at him, like they're making fun of him, and then the ginger guy has this like really awful like dangly earring, and I'm like, you can't make fun of these kids when you have that in your ear. Like, come on, man. So they end up stealing Emily's bike, and Emily's pissed off because Rocky's has to show off for everyone. But yeah. And we get possibly the worst scene in the whole movie. They confront the bullies at school, and they're like, "Oh, we'll play basketballs, get the ball back." And it's like, "Okay, 2-on-2." And for some reason, Rocky decides, "Okay, I'll give you a 9-point lead."
Like, what the
Like,
fuck?
okay, why not like a 5-point lead? Like, it's the 10 points, and
Like,
it's
be
like,
confident, sure, but like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
And so we get this like montage of them like doing silly things or like kicking these bullies' ass at basketball. And then like Colt gets kind of cocky a bit, tries this move, and then the one boy like hip checks him. And then they get the ball and just like shoot it and score. And then
Game
that's it.
over.
Game over, man.
As a kid, I loved this scene. I thought it was so cool. I was like, oh, these guys are so
Oh,
good at
yeah.
basketball. And then, like, I was watching it now as a 37-year-old man. And I was just like, oh my God, this is horrendous. And I know it's a kid's movie, but I was just like, you couldn't have made it look a little bit better. Like the way that Colt like pump fakes all the time. I was like, you looks like Angel Reese out there.
Yeah, it does. Oh, actually, it does. You said that. I think fucking Rocky looks kind of like Jonathan Taylor Thomas a little bit.
I can see that. He does. Too bad he didn't get that heartthrob status though.
I know, right? So it's back at their house. It's nighttime now. Mom or dad are leaving for a bit, so they get this weird ass fucking babysitter who
He
just
was so
grunts
weird.
and makes noises. But Rocky's like in his dad's office, and he's just like looking around, and he's asking his mom about like this Schneider guy, and she's like, "Oh, just look at the files on his desk." And it's like, this guy is a lead FBI agent, just leaving files around for his kids to see. It's like, you should be fired, man. And he sees that like Grandpa was friends with Snyder and doesn't know if Grandpa's working with him and blah blah blah.
Yeah, it kind of puts him in a little bit of a existential crisis for a little
Yeah,
bit.
exactly. And that we get easily. I mean, I don't want to get to my head at myself, but my favorite scene in the whole movie, just the whole
So
Home
good.
Alone scene ish with the surfers. They don't want to get in there. Then they see a pizza guy and pretend to be a pizza guy, and they break in. They have guns. They put the babysitter in the closet. They put the chair up. Then Hammer is like, "Oh wait, man!" Opens up, takes a slice of pizza. And then I love whatever they're like going up and like Rocky and then like see them there, and then Colt's like, "Oh, we got there's robbers here." Then like the surfers are like, "You know, these are probably some nice kids, man. We should save them some pizza." What do you think of like this whole thing? Like, what were some of your kind of standout points or like kind of lines that you remember from this scene?
I agree with you. Like this whole sequence, it's probably like 20 minutes of the movie, we'll say. And it makes the entire movie. It's just the stuff that the kids do, like Colt fucking spray paints his mask white and then flips his gi inside out so it's white. And then they're painting one of the rooms in the house. So everything's like all covered in white sheets and everything like that. And he goes and like makes them follow him in there. And then he's just fucking with them with the lights out. And like that whole scene, man, is so fucking funny. Cause he'll come up behind one of them and like bop him on the head. And then the other, he'll like attack one of the other guys. And then there was one where he hits two of them in the head and they both spin around and fucking clock the guy. And it's so slapstick, but I don't know, it's such a great time. And then you see Tum Tum outside in the hallway and he's like fucking putting cooking oil all over the floor, makes it slippery for them. And it's just again, man, it's just these kids having fun. And scenes like this make it believable. Like Them fighting ninjas, that's not believable, but like them fucking around with these idiots, it makes it seem believable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like they're in this room and Colt like goes like in this kind of, it's like a big thing in the corner with all the blankets, and he like lures them in there and then gets out and is like hitting them with like pieces of wood, and then one of them like, I forget what exactly the line was, but he says something about like, did someone rip one in here?
Oh,
So yeah, they get out, and then the surfers slip on the oil, and then they, two of them get downstairs, and Colt starts to, like, throwing CDs at him. One is like, not my nose, man. It's already bad enough.
yeah, 'cause he just got punched like 3 times in that room.
And then whenever they get in the room, like, for the first time, and like, oh, this is a sick room, guys. And then I love this scene. One of them's like in the closet, and then Fester finds like the fucking telephone, and he's like, oh, come here, bros, come here. He's like, listen to this. He's like, shh. He's like, hello. And Emily's like, Rocky, what's up? He's like, come over to my house right now. It's so funny.
I love the one line too. They're like creeping around. They're like, little dudes, we're not gonna hurt you. We're just gonna kidnap you.
And then yeah, so Tom Tom's in the kitchen. He's making like this spice bomb with all these spices, and
So
then
smart.
it is, and then they decide to put laxatives in this soda. So they get two, Fester is upstairs with Rocky, and these two are in the kitchen, and then they, Tom Tom hits him in the face with these pepper bombs or whatever, spice bombs. And they have like freaking out, their eyes are all fucked up, and they're like splashing the water, and then Tom Tom brings them this soda. It's like, okay, this kid brain is soda, like, come on. Anyway.
After all this, you're still gonna trust
Yeah, he's like, this is good. Gives him
it?
the soda, and they're like drinking it, like chugging it, and yeah, it's laxatives, and this is so good. And then meanwhile, Rocky upstairs ends up like almost fucking choking Hayden Fester from the railing.
Which is so stupid, like watching it now, because it's like he kind of, well, he wraps the ties around his neck, and then jumps over the banister on their like balcony kind of thing in their house, and then ties the ties around the railing, and Fester's like choking, and I was like, just get on your hands and knees. And then untie it. Like, what are you
I
doing?
know, yeah.
Not
Seriously.
like you can't get up.
So they, Emily comes over, they end up getting Emily, and then they get in the room and they all point their guns at him, and then the two Marcus and Hammer, I forget what exactly they say, but basically he's like, oh, Fester, I don't know, I gotta take a mean dump, man. And one of them's on the toilet, they break in and like fucking plunge his face and knock him out, and then the other guy finishes up, and Tom Tom rams him with like a boar's head. So funny. And then they find the babysitter in the closet, and Tom Tom's first remark is, "You better have saved us some damn pizza." But then Mr. Brown shows up with the big guy, and then the ninjas. And my question was, why do ninjas have ARs?
That's a fair point.
I mean, that's a big ass gun that he just walks in with. I was like,
Yeah, they typically don't
Jesus.
use guns.
So the kids get kidnapped, the cops are there, FBI agents, the dad's there, and Emily comes out of nowhere and drops a note off.
Yeah.
So was that note from the bad guys?
I think it's from Snyder,
Okay, so they say, why would they leave Emily? She knows, who was there and where they went, right? So
yeah. Yeah, because or not from Snyder, I guess it would have been there, his
Mr.
assistant,
Brown.
Mr. Brown. Because the kids are ransom, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess they want Maury to show up, wants him to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so stupidest fucking thing. Grandpa shows up dressed in, I don't even know what the fuck, like
His old ninjutsu suit.
it's so bad. Just pulls up in the suburbs with the fucking katana and this like his half his face like hidden. It's like, what are you doing, man? There's all these cops and FBI agents. But you find out that Snyder has a ship in the harbor, and that's where they're probably holding him. So Grandpa says, I'm gonna go get them. The boys end up getting out of their cell. Rocky kind of there's a phone in there, and he like calls to like the I don't know main guy. He's like, oh hey, am I can you call back just to make sure my phone's working? Guy's like, okay, and calls, and then like Rocky goes to get outside. He's like, phone's for you. Guy's like, oh okay. And then just walks in, and then Rocky knocks him out with the phone.
Yeah.
What did you think of their little kind of getaway? There's a few little scenes in this. Anything you want to talk about?
Trying to think of some specific stuff. It's just like it's a lot of dumb fuckery on the adults.
Yeah, there's like some nunchucks. They get nunchucks at one point.
Yeah. As it
Because like they're fighting the
They're
guys, like
using.
the
Sorry,
guys
go ahead.
have katanas
Yeah.
and the guys have nunchucks, and they're like blocking the katanas with the nunchucks. I was like, okay,
Yeah.
like
And at one point, Colt gets like crowbars or something like that. He's using the crowbars.
yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything
They meet
like.
that one guy with like the white face paint
Oh,
and
yeah,
has the
that's what it
katana.
was.
He's like, this guy is sick. And
Yeah.
then just fucking Colt's like, come on. And then just like opens the pipe, whatever, just frame with the air.
Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't know, that would have been cool to see them actually kind of fighting this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 3v1.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick. So they get into like this main kind of training room. They end up beating up all the ninjas in there, and then the big boy comes in and he just like pushes him away, takes off his fucking jacket, this big fat jack dude, and then Grandpa's up top. He's like, remember the practice dummy, and then they all like hit him in the specific spots, and then Tum Tum kicks him in the nuts, and then he falls over. And yeah, it's a kid's movie. Like, this
Yeah.
guy would fucking break all their necks, man.
Oh, it wouldn't even be a competition at
Yeah,
all.
yeah.
But yeah, it's all
Let's.
these like pressure points that take you
Yeah,
down.
exactly. So, Grandpa comes down, Snyder's there, and Grandpa makes a proposal that he'll fight Snyder, and if he wins, the kids can go free. This whole last fight scene, I mean, just took it out for me. Like,
Yeah.
so dumb. Like, not even trying to hide the fact that there's a stunt double. Like, Grandpa's doing like these fucking flips and all this crazy shit. It's like, yeah, the dude can barely
Yeah.
even walk, and this guy's doing flips. It's like, come on,
Well,
man.
it's like that scene in, I think, Attack of the Clones, and Yoda comes fucking waddling in with his fucking
Okay,
cane.
that's Yoda, though.
No, I know, but it's reminiscent of that because
Right.
he's so old and he's like decrepit, and then he comes in and just kicks so much ass.
Yeah,
It's just
yeah,
like
yeah.
so unexpected, and you don't know
Yeah.
what's gonna happen.
But yeah, Grandpa's beaten Snyder, and then Snyder pulls the trick that Tum Tum did. He has a pepper bomb or spice bomb, blows it into Grandpa's face, and Grandpa gets his ass kicked, and then Grandpa sorry, has some jelly beans, stuff them in his mouth, and he chokes, and then Grandpa ends up beating him.
So
And
stupid.
yeah, then that's it. The FBI shows up and they get Snyder and.
Well, because Snyder grabs a gun and he tries to shoot
Oh, right.
Maury, and then the FBI shoot him.
Exactly. And then we get one final scene of the brothers and Emily confronting the bullies. Rocky goes up to the main bully and is like, just give our bikes back, man. And the bully's like, no, man. And Rocky like doesn't want to fight. He keeps saying like, come on, please. And then Cole's like, come on, Rocky. And then Rocky's like, come on, man, please. And then the kid like slaps Rocky in the face. And then he looks at Emily and Emily's like, show off. And then he just beats the fuck
Yeah.
out of him.
And I love too, because they stole Emily's bike at the start of the movie. We've already talked about this. And the one bully is like, oh yeah, my sister's gonna love this. And then the rest of the movie, every time we see these guys, it's the big tall ginger guy that's riding around on this fucking pink frilly bicycle. It's the fucking funniest thing.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Cool. Well, that's the way the fists fly.
All right, how'd you rate this movie?
Sorry. It hurts, even with my nostalgic watches. I gave it a 2 out of 5. It's just not a great movie. It's really bad actually, but just that nostalgic kind of hanging in, and then the surfers really just, as like an adult, this was like the one like kind of adult thing that I can like kind of appreciate and just laugh at. Like, yeah. So, you know, the fight scenes are pretty cool, choreographed. I can't say that
Jesus,
word.
you all right?
And acting's for the kids, it's not bad. Like, it's not terrible.
I think Rocky was terrible, but the other two were all right.
Yeah. I mean, Rocky had more lines than the other two, probably, but
That's fair.
I thought the surfers were amazing. They played their characters so well. But overall, I mean, it's under 90 minutes. It's a quick, easy watch. I probably won't watch the other movies unless we pick it for this podcast. I might watch maybe Hulk Hogan one, maybe just for fun. But anyway, yeah. So 2 out of 5 for me. What about you?
I'm not too far off. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay, so you kept your score from before then.
It's like, don't get me wrong, I love this movie, but when you look at it from like a critical eye, it's not a good movie at all.
No.
Like a lot of these stars are from just nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
The acting is not good by anybody, really. Like you expect it from the kids, but like even the adults are not great actors at
Yeah.
all. Like you, I love the three surfer dudes. But just, I don't know, overall it's just a fun and goofy movie, and it's made for kids and kids
Yeah.
enjoy it. I loved it as a kid. You loved it as a kid. I do plan on putting it back on so my kids can finish watching it. And I don't know. I think it's just one of those movies that came out in the 90s, and it's just such a 90s kids movie. So
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun, but it's not good. All
Yeah.
right. You guys know our scores. Will head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: Three Ninjas might be exciting enough for younger action enthusiasts, but they deserve better. And there's no shortage of superior options to choose from. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored?
Say like a 32.
Oh, you're close. 35.
Okay.
And that's on 23 reviews. And the audience gave it a 53% on 100,000 ratings, or an average score of 3.4 to 5, or a 6.8 out of 10. What's Letterboxd have?
So Letterboxd has only 43,000 watches.
Okay.
But it has a 2.8 out of 5.
All right.
Don't think it, no.
Yeah. All right. All right. It's time for our cunning stunts. How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll go with like a 3 out of 10. I thought, it's not obviously believable, but I thought the choreography was done well. The kids did a great job, I thought, with like their stunts and their playing into it too. And just like fun sequences. So I'll go 3 out of 10.
All right.
Favorite stunt, I'll go with like just the whole Home Alone scene ish with the like they are like punching and kicking, I guess. Like, well, at one point, like Colt and Tum Tum are like kicking the shit out of Marcus and Hammer, like in the living room. And like, because Rocky's like setting something up, and then like Colt's like, "Are you ready, Rocky?" And he's like, "No, not yet." Colt's like, "Ah, fine." And then like at one point, like Hammer's bent over and Marcus is behind him, and they just like drop kicks them in the back and like sends them flying. So just like fun. Yeah, love that. And stunt I'd like to try. It's not a fighting stunt. I would love to be on that little bike montage when they're
All
running through
right.
the construction set and like Rocky and Colt go over like the jump and then like Tom Tom just goes like around the side. And then like they're like going off the jumps and the surfers are like looking at them from the road. And I'll go with that one.
All right, that's fair.
What about you?
Stunts, I gave them a 4 out of 10. Same reasons as you. I said like the kids did a great job for like the ones that you can tell is them that do it. And the fight choreography was fun. Kept you engaged even as like as a kid and even a little bit as an adult. It's just fun enough that wanting to watch. My favorite one, it's not like anything extreme, but I love that whole scene with Colt in the white. I think it was really cool. Just he's not really doing anything crazy, but
No.
it's just a fun scene.
And I thought like too, like, because they lock them in there and they lock all three of the fucking guys in there with Colt and then Rocky's just like, "Ah, good luck, Colt." It's like he's just in this room with three grown men. I mean, like,
You're the one that locked him in there,
yeah,
man.
exactly.
Stunt I would want to try. I said I always thought it would be fun to do what Rocky did to Fester with like rappelling off the fucking
Oh
dummy. Just
yeah,
like as
that's a
a
good
kid, I
one.
thought that would be a fun thing to
Yeah,
do, but
it's good.
I like your bike montage, though. That's a good answer. All right, that wraps it up. What are
Nice.
we watching for our next episode?
So the next one is a movie that I used to watch a shit ton on Blu-ray. I haven't watched it in probably 15 years longer, maybe.
All right.
But it is 2007's Shoot 'Em Up.
Oh, shit. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, with our boy Clive Owen.
Yeah, I don't think I've watched that probably since then too.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Nice. All right. I think I have that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have it too, but I don't know. We'll see.
I thought I had three ninjas, and I apparently don't. I could fucking swear that I had that movie, but. All right, cool. Thanks for listening. And if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at Podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our Discord. If not, if you have any movie suggestions or thoughts or anything like that on episodes, just let us know.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.